Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Hello and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Melissa Kallross. A European study recently published in the New England Journal of Medicine has been raising questions about the effectiveness of colonoscopies in preventing colon cancer. Now, the procedure is recommended in this country for most people beginning at age 45. So is it possible that this new research or the reporting on it could warrant a change in those recommendations? To discuss that, we are joined by Dr. Alan Vinook, professor of medicine at UCSF and an associate director at the UCSF Helen Diller Family Comprehensive Cancer Center. Thank you, doctor, so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us about this on As Prescribed. What does this new European study suggest about the effectiveness of colonoscopies when it comes to the risk of developing colon cancer?
Well, thanks for having me. And that's a very good question. It's a complicated answer, so I'll have to do it in a couple of parts. What the study itself suggested was that colonoscopy does decrease the risk of developing colon cancer, which we assumed it would, because you can detect polyps before they become cancer and sort of prevent the cancer from developing in most patients. What it didn't do was address the issue of what the impact of colonoscopy screening is for overall survival for patients from dying from colorectal cancer. And there's a reason for that. The study was designed to be what they called a pragmatic study. It was done in Scandinavia and in Poland, and it included about 80,000 patients. But in fact, they didn't proscribe colonoscopy in the group that was to be screened. They invited patients to undergo a colonoscopy. Thanks for that invitation, by the way. And without much uptake on that invitation, in fact, they didn't do colonoscopy in nearly enough patients to draw conclusions as to its impact on overall survival. We can go into details, but that's a short answer to a long story.
So is it safe to say the methodology that the research used impacted these results?
I think that's safe to say. A couple of things impacted the result. The methodology was reasonable. In Europe, it's not standard to do screening colonoscopy. So in fact, the randomization in those countries was over 80,000 patients were randomized before they didn't know they'd been randomized, before they were contacted. Two out of every three were randomized to get no information on screening, just nothing. And a third were randomized to get an invitation to participate in a colonoscopic screening program. So two out of three had nothing other than standard of care. One out of three had a chance to get colonoscopy. 40% of the patients elected to have colonoscopy in the potentially screened group, which means about 12 to 13% of the total group had colonoscopic screening. They did show that there was a decreased risk of developing colon cancer in the group that had colonoscopy. But after all, 85 or 88% of the patients didn't get colonoscopy. Hard to see how you could impact on overall survival when so many of the patients didn't have the opportunity to get the screening test.
What have studies in this country shown, and are they even comparable?
They're not really comparable. So studies in this country have shown really clearly that if you do colonoscopy, you can decrease the risk of colon cancer broadly. So big studies, it's hard to show that you really decrease the risk of colon cancer in any one study. You need a huge number of patients to determine that. But when it's been looked at, certainly the incidence of colorectal cancer has gone way down since we've introduced the idea of proposed colonoscopic screening. It used to be for people at the age of 50. Recently adjusted to the age of 45 because of the surprising incidence of colon cancer in younger people that we're seeing over the last decade. And so in this country, clearly everybody agrees it prevents polyps. There is disagreement. If you have a test, in general, maybe 60 or 70%, depending on who you read, of patients undergo screening colonoscopy. It's a big deal. You need a bowel prep. People don't really like the thought of it, doctors as well as patients. And so there are some people who advocate for, if we could do screening of the fecal occult blood, looking for blood in the stool, for example, that might be a way of detecting people who should have colonoscopy. So there's not everybody is in lockstep, but everybody agrees that a screening test is appropriate. And most of us believe that the gold standard is a colonoscopy.
So given all of that, how do you balance between the benefit of colonoscopy and the things that you just mentioned about the discomfort, the preparation, the fear that people might have around it, because it's a fairly invasive procedure?
It sure is. And certainly people, even though the odds of having a bad result are rare, very rare, if it's you, it was 100% of the patients that you're interested in. I think the balance is that here's a cancer you can prevent. It's the second most common cause of cancer death in the United States right now, and you can prevent it if you have a colonoscopy. So to me, yes, there's some risk associated with it. There's some risk associated with getting in the car and driving to the grocery store, for that matter. I personally think overall screening for colon cancer, after all, if you have a negative colonoscopy, you've got a pretty good bill of health for 5 to 10 years. And again, in general, you can avoid development of cancer if you follow patients. If they have polyps, you remove them because the polyps ultimately turn into cancer. We strongly recommend it for people of average risk, people whose families have a history of colon cancer or have some genetic predisposition. They clearly should get colonoscopy. Average risk individuals, I think, although balanced for everybody to make their own decision, in general, I think it's hard to argue against doing colonoscopy screening.
What would you recommend people do to take care of their colons and their digestive systems in between colonoscopy screenings or even younger adults before they start getting them?
Right. So for younger adults, it's a mystery. We don't understand why younger adults have this high incidence of colon cancer, so it's hard to comment. Certainly eating a non-Western diet makes you less likely to develop colon cancer. So fruits and vegetables, deep sea fish, for example, exercise. These are all things that we think contribute to lessening your risk of developing colon cancer. Again, the predominant thing is if you have a family history, is knowing about it as well as potentially being screened routinely. I mean, because it comes up in people, you don't have any clue why they got it, people who are vegan or people who follow all the rules about diet and all. We do think that colonoscopic screening is a very important part of the puzzle.
Who would you recommend people talk to get the best information?
Well, they should talk to a gastroenterologist, but one who really is schooled in the genetics and understanding it. I think they should go to some websites that may have very good didactic discussions. The Mayo Clinic, for example, might be one. I do think that there are people who have biases, myself included. And so if you talk to people with biases, you're likely to get a biased answer. But there are good websites, and gastroenterologists are the people who perform the test, and they would probably be the go-to people to discuss the pros and cons of. My concern in general is some health systems, for example, don't recommend colonoscopic screening because it's costly, it has risks, and many people aren't interested in it. My view is rather than conceding that we can't get people interested in it would be to make this a bit of more of a push because it really is an effective screening tool.
All right, doctor. Well, thank you very much for talking to us.
Well, thank you for having me.
That is Dr. Alan Vanook, professor of medicine at UCSF and an associate director at the UCSF Helen Diller Family Comprehensive Cancer Center. I'm Melissa Kallross. Thank you very much for tuning in to As Prescribed.
As Prescribed, every Thursday at 1:30, right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 at AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.